Right, good afternoon. My name's Jonathan Dowland. I'm a principal software engineer at Red Hat. I work on OpenJDK, in particular on containers. And I'm going to present some work for you today, which is a project team of myself and Josh and Jay, who sadly can't be here today. I'm going to present some work we've been doing to look at integrating Java module technology with OpenShift. So I suspect you're all very familiar with Java modules, introduced to the JDK in 9 with Project Jigsaw, and perhaps less aware of what Red Hat OpenShift is. So OpenShift is Red Hat's enterprise distribution of Kubernetes, which is the de facto standard tool for doing container orchestration. So talking about containers, Red Hat, obviously probably heard of RHEL, Red Hat Enterprise Linux. Another project we have is the universal base image, and it's based on RHEL, and so it has some similar design principles, such as a focus on quality and suitability for the enterprise. But it's different in the sense that it's available under the terms of a different end-user license agreement. There's a short link at the top there to the full gory legal details, but unlike RHEL, anybody without any kind of relationship to Red Hat can access UBI images, pull, push them, and build upon them and distribute derivatives. So effectively, it's a free image, and it's been designed to be useful as a base for any kind of containerized application. There's three flavors of the main UBI images. So there's UBI, as it's called, and then there's minimal, and then there's micro. And they're in decreasing order of size. So the full UBI image is about 200 megabytes, uncompressed. And the minimal one's about 90, and the micro one, which is really small, has almost nothing in it, is about 20 megabytes, 20 megabytes of nothing somehow. You can get these, those particular UBI containers are widely available, places like Docker Hub, but most or many Red Hat containers are not available from Docker Hub. And I'm not sure if you can see it in the room because of the positions of the tables, but the Red Hat ecosystem catalog is the place to go for Red Hat containers. So you can browse.